Hey, what's up? Today on Fuck Outta Here with your host. You know who it is. Maybe you don't. It's me, Abyss Killer. What up, y'all? How y'all doing out there? Chilling. Hope everything's good. You know, I'm chilling. Doing this one on a late night. You know what I'm saying? Thinking about a lot of shit. And what I'm really thinking about is like, damn, you know, people, including myself sometimes, but I'm seeing myself like get out of that in the past like few years, like maybe several years. You know, it's like people are like, I don't know, people just cry about every fucking thing. Like, can we stop that shit? Can we, like, really stop crying about shit for no reason? Like, who gives a fuck what people say? Words are words. Do words really hurt people? Do words really make you, like, not go to sleep at night or something? Like, I don't know. I thought we was all grown-ups. But it seems like everything these days, like, people are too sensitive. It just needs to stop, man. Like, it seems like we're always going to be divided. Like, people are always going to be divided. I don't know why. Like, I don't think there was never any utopia. Like, I think that utopia, like, theory is just a theory. And it always been. It's a myth. Like, because people don't know how to get along. The only time we get along is when there's somebody trying to attack us. Then we get along. Like, but it's still two sides to it. Like, I don't understand, man. Like, people need to really, really just think about shit before you do it. Like, I don't know if people always been this angry, but damn, people be angry as hell. I was just watching some road rage videos. God damn. Oh, man. People be going crazy, man. There's a lot of shit. A lot of shit. Like, can we just, like, not be sensitive to shit, not let stupid shit get people's, like, I don't know, get in your feelings, like, not let stupid things, like, there's people becoming famous for doing stupid shit. Like, I understand that. That's cool. I mean, I just think this shit gotta be said. Because if somebody don't say it, it ain't going to be heard. There's people saying it, don't get me wrong. Like, there's people saying it, but in a way. But I think people need to direct it. Like, and everybody does it. Everybody's sensitive to what people say. To things people say. Like, and it's like, mind-boggling. Why, like, people would want, like, a word. It's just a word. Like, you can't let a word, you can't let what people think. People are going to think what they're going to think no matter what. If you don't want to hear it, I guess don't go around them people, whoever them people are. Like, I'm just saying in general to whatever. Like, is in any situation, like, there's, like, tons of situations where you could be put in a situation where you're felt uncomfortable for what people say or what people do. So it's just like never ending. Like, everybody wants to, like, just complain. Everybody complains more than creating a solution. Let's create solutions to our problems so they're not problems. instead of crying about our problems, thinking someone else is going to find the solution. Like, I don't got the answers, but it's just getting tiring of, like, seeing people go through, like, stuff of, like, I see it every day, somebody complaining about something. Somebody's like, oh, this is bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I went here, and the motherfucker didn't let, like, come on. Like, stop this shit. Like,
this is bullshit. That's not fair.
Oh, wait. Nah, man. This nigga over here said, like, I can't get my, like, come on. Stop. Like, just stop. Like, let's stop. Like, relax. Breathe. Take a deep breath in through your nose and breathe it out your mouth. Relax. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Like, we can be civilized. But people want to act out. Is there, like, something in the water, something in the air? You know, I'm just joking, but damn. Like, come on. Excuse me, I'm having a drink. No, I don't drink alcohol. Just having a drink with some damn juice. But anyway, let me know what y'all think, yo. Let me know what y'all think about what people, you know, like, if people are complaining too much, what do you think? If, like, are people too sensitive? Are people hyper fucking sensitive? Like, I don't know. All I know is that, like, yo, we gotta grow up. Like, we gotta stop letting shit. We make racism go on by keep on complaining about racism. If we don't let racism, like, affect us, like, if you don't care what people say, if you're that type of person, then why do certain things that people say bother you? Like, I've learned to not care. Why care? Like, I say something on YouTube, I just say it. Like, I'll put a comment on YouTube. I'm not saying nothing crazy or nothing out the window. But you know what I'm saying? You know, you're always going to have somebody saying something about what you said. So, I mean, what the fuck can you do, really? What the fuck can you do but just let people say what they're going to say? Some people are going to agree with you. Some people ain't. So what? Who cares? Like, come on. Let's get it together, people. I know damn well we can figure something out so that people don't gotta get mad about shit. Road rage, that shit gotta stop. That shit's crazy. Like, I could only imagine that shit like 5-10 years from now. It's going to be some insane shit. But people just got to calm down. People just got to realize that there's other shit in the world to be mad about. Not the shit that we're mad about. You know what I'm saying? There's people out there that just love drama. There's people out there who, like, love misery. There's people out there who like making people miserable. Like, we got to think about what you want. I heard a person tell me one time, put positive people around you. It'll change your life. It really will. It really will change your life. And there's another thing a personal trainer told me one time. He said, most people, if they would know, like, oh, let me say this, like, let me say it again, but he said, most people knew that you just drank more water, you would lose weight like that. And I was like, get out of here. He was like, yeah. He was like, but, you know, people don't, ain't going to tell people that. Because then who's going to pay a personal trainer? And I was like, yeah, that's kind of crazy if that's true. Like, even though somebody tells me something, you got to be careful. You know what I'm saying? So I did my little, you know, scientific study, if you want to call it, and just drank water mostly. Like, you know what I'm saying? And he wasn't lying. He was not lying. You will lose weight just by drinking water. I mean, you got to eat too, but if you stay away from the sugary stuff, soda, juice, any, a lot of things with sugar in it, and just drink mostly water, you will lose weight. Like, I was surprised by it. I lost maybe like 5 pounds in maybe like a month and a half. But I mean, from drinking water, it's pretty good. But don't quote me on the time. Like, I didn't really, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, plan it out and count the days. But it was, like, between that time period. Like, a month, month and a half. But, yeah, man. To me, on another topic, to me, like, being healthy, since we're talking about water, to me, being healthy is like just eating different things. Don't eat the same stuff. Stay away from eating the same things. I think a lot of people these days eat the same meals over and over. Like, there's probably like 7 different type of meals or dinners or lunches or whatever that they make, and they eat the same things over and over all the time. I think that's why people have a lot of problems in health, because we don't eat different things and we don't eat things made from scratch. But y'all probably know that already. But I just think being healthy to me is eating different things. Like, if I eat, like, say I eat lasagna Friday, I don't want to eat lasagna again till next month, maybe. Or maybe not even next month, maybe like 3 months from now. Like, I think eating different things is, sounds reasonable, giving your body different type of nutrients, vitamins, whatever you get from food. I don't know, I ain't no scientist. You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving my opinion. But eating healthy is hard. And I know there's people out there like, damn, I can't do it. But you can. You just got to want to. You got to want to do it. You got to want to eat healthy. You got to want to, you know, you got to want to make the change. That's the whole thing about like eating healthy or getting fit, is like you gotta wanna do it. Like, it's cool when it's just a thought, but it's about going out there and doing it, you know. And I just hope anybody out there listening could maybe use that as motivation to just go and do it. Go and do shit. Go and make shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody stop you doing from what you want to do. And make sure everything you're doing is positive. Like, I know there's dudes out there that got to do what you got to do, or probably females out there that got to do what you got to do. And sometimes you don't want to do it, but you have to. And I understand that too. But if you could find a way to make a change, to flip your life to a positive thing, try and do it. Don't let nobody stop you. So on another note, somebody tried to steal Boosie's badass motherfucking jewelry and dude was in the van or some shit like that. No, don't quote me on that, but like, you know, I'm motherfucking paraphrasing, I guess. But, yeah, why the hell would you get caught in a van and then act like you just sitting in it? Like, yo, this dude done lost his goddamn mind. Oh, man. That shit was fucking hilarious. Excuse me, yawning. That shit was funny as hell. Like, he got his ass whooped. He got stomped. Like, he got beat the fuck up. He was, like, yelling some shit about he can't see. Dude was like, I don't give a fuck you can't see. That shit was crazy. Stop stealing. I hate motherfuckers who steal. Stop stealing. That bullshit. Oh, and another thing, that motherfucking, that Complex show, I guess, that hired DJ Academics and Joe Button. Oh, my God. That's gonna go bad. I can see that as a train wreck. Joe don't respect Academics. Academics is nobody to respect. I'm sorry to say. He's a cool dude, but he's nobody to respect. He's just a kid that just talks about shit he has nothing to do with or nothing he even knows about. He just gives his opinion, which is cool. But give your opinion in a certain way and say his opinion. You're talking like you actually know what the fuck is going on. Like, that's why it's so easy to kill that dude. Like, I don't understand. He needs to stop. Joe Button is just going to kill him the whole time. He's just going to kill him over and over. Every time they air an episode, I guarantee it's going to make him look mad dumb. Like, I'm sorry, Academics, but nigga, you look like one of the Alvin and the Chipmunks. You look like one of them. Maybe Alvin, nigga. Oh, man. And Joe Button keeps on kicking you and shit. Like, it's crazy. Oh, man. So, what else is going on? Not really much going on that I've seen. I've seen a battle. That shit was alright. But it was good talking to y'all tonight. I'm about to go take it down. Yeah. But the top, like, no, the shit we was talking about, like, motherfuckers being too sensitive, get the fuck off of that sensitive shit, please. Please. You know, fuck out of here with that shit. Fuck out of here with that sensitive shit. Fuck out of here with, like, complaining about shit. If you're gonna complain about something, at least be doing something to change what you're complaining about. Because otherwise, you ain't saying nothing. And this is your motherfucking host, Abyss Killer, on Fuck Outta Here. Check y'all out. Y'all motherfuckers be good. Stay going straight forward. Stay focused. And fuck outta here. Peace.